I think the Lesser Prairie Chicken is a great example of the whiplash that happens between administrations, and it's ultimately unproductive for habitat and for wildlife. It's also unproductive for producers, agricultural producers, and other natural resource-using industries. For the Lesser Prairie Chicken, about a year ago in May of 2021, there were two distinct population segments that were listed under the ESA. One in the northeastern panhandle region of Texas was listed as threatened. The other DPS, which covers parts of New Mexico and the other chunk of the Texas panhandle, was listed as endangered. That was very disappointing for us to see. We were very disheartened that Fish and Wildlife decided to move forward with that, given, as you mentioned, the extensive investments that cattle producers and other local folks on the ground have made in protecting that habitat. The largest threat facing the Lesser Prairie Chicken and the sage grouse, for that matter, another bird that we spend a lot of time talking about here at NCBA, is habitat loss due to wildfire. And cattle producers, especially in the West, especially in the Southern Plains, are on the front lines of grazing down fine fuels and doing other land management activities that prevent the risk of catastrophic wildfire. Our message to the administration would be that if they want to continue having local buy-in, local support, and local cooperation in preserving, or conserving rather, habitat for these birds, they need to let cattle producers do the good work that they've been doing for decades to reduce these massive fires that just rip through sage grouse and prairie chicken habitat and have a terrible impact on the species.